the big reminder that year-end planning better be underway, right?
Well, absolutely. But how about just today, Giving Tuesday? I just heard you mention that.
Yeah.
You know, they've changed the tax law. So unless you itemize, which most people take the much higher now standard deduction, it's $15,750 for a single person or $31,500 for a couple filing married jointly. So most people don't itemize their deductions these days. And so one of the great reasons that people used to talk about to give to charity is sort of disappeared. So you really are just giving out of your heart. And there are so, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've got so many texts and so many emails from so many worthy causes saying, if you could just spare a little, this will make the difference. And if you don't know, by the way, a worthy cause, there's a wonderful website called charitynavigator.org where you can either check out some of these pitches. Are they, you know, highly rated charity where most of the money does go to the good usage of the what it promises to do as opposed to salaries and costs? Or you can find charities to give to. But there's so much need around, especially these days. Ignorance is no excuse. It's not a tax deduction. It's just a way of showing that you appreciate what you have and you want to share. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, I love that. I love charitynavigator.org, and Giving Tuesday is fantastic. You said you're getting a lot of emails from people who have Obamacare, and people are like, it's not Obamacare, it's ACA. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Call it whatever you want. Yes. We know what it is, and if you have it, the premiums have skyrocketed.
I helped a woman the other day. I mean, I said, I'm going to go through this with you. I can't believe that you're going from like $187 to $440. I mean, that can't, you must be doing something wrong. And I literally went through it with her. This, leave politics aside, that big fight, this was what it was about. It was about the subsidies. Forget what you think, please, about the politics of it. Let's just look at the impact right now. The subsidies that were even increased during COVID that allowed people to have really good access to healthcare, not free. You know, this is not Medicaid in this case. This is about paying a certain amount out of pocket, having a deductible, and having access, having health insurance. No pre-existing conditions. You know, that was once upon a time. If you had cancer as a child, as an adult, you couldn't get an insurance policy.
Right.
Obamacare, whatever you call it, has been a godsend to about 17 million Americans. And they made it affordable. And I know there's lots of arguments. I've read them all about the fact that that makes insurance companies rich, that that makes healthcare cost more. But at the moment where the rubber meets the road, that whole big fight was about, they've taken the subsidies away, and people who have limited income are finding a tripling of their premiums. I did go with her to one place because I couldn't believe. She said, well, this is what I found. It was $441. And I took her to ehealth.com, ehealth. That's ehealth insurance or ehealth.com. And you get connected to a licensed representative in your state who found a less expensive policy. She checked to make sure that her doctors and her hospital would be covered. So you can maybe do a little better job working with an agent or going to ehealth.com. But yeah, there are a lot of people out there who are going, maybe I can't afford health insurance and eat and rent.
Right, right. And I got to tell you, I'm so thankful for Obamacare because I can cover my child till he's 26. Remember? They'd be 18 and they weren't insured. They'd be in college. You couldn't insure them. You'd have to buy it. And the other thing is I am a cancer survivor. So being denied insurance because I had a pre-existing condition, as brief as it was very scary. So we all benefited in some form or fashion.
And society benefits in a way because people who are insured and including preventive care cost less in the long run. I mean, I don't want to walk down this road with you, but it happens that I think I wouldn't never ask, but I think these people were pretty conservative people. And I said, I just want you to know that's what that whole government shutdown was all about. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is what it was about. Okay, are you ready? Some people have been waiting on hold since 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
No. Let's start with, I think it's Luke on line one. Hey, Luke, what's your question for Terry Savage?
Hey, Terry. My question is about Roth IRAs. I know that at a certain point, you can no longer contribute to a Roth IRA depending on your salary. But I know that there is something called a backdoor IRA. Can you talk about what you need to do to get that to work and like what are the operations of that?
Okay. Boy, do we have a sophisticated audience. A backdoor Roth IRA is a strategy that lets you, if you're a high income earner, you first make a non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA. We always think of IRAs as traditional or Roths, but you make a non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA and then immediately convert that money into a Roth IRA. Because if your income exceeds the limit of it's about $246,000 for married couples this year, and I think about half that for single filers, you cannot contribute to a Roth. So it's a complicated process, but you could do it, you know, and if you're over 50, you get $8,000 to turn into a Roth eventually, and then that all grows tax-free with no required minimum distributions.
Very interesting. Okay, Tony's on line two. Tony, what's your question for the money lady?
Oh, hi. I'm 80 years old. I have United Healthcare supplement. I could afford it. I'm on a pension, and I pay a high premium, almost $400 a month, you know. And one advisor was telling me, why don't you go to it's Plan F. Why don't you go to Plan D, G, or else get the Advantage plan where you have to pay
zero. No. Tony,
now you set her off, Tony.
Tony, you stick with Plan F. I'm glad you can afford it. It's expensive. It covers everything. The people just joining Medicare can't even get Plan F anymore. It covers your deductible. This guy was looking for a commission. Either commission on a different plan, which he could save you a few dollars, perhaps switching to Plan G, but then you'd have a deductible every year, or an Advantage plan where he would get a huge commission. Please, if you can possibly afford it, stick with your supplement that you have now. Yes, it's expensive, but it's nowhere near as expensive as some of these other plans that look cheap to start. But if you get sick, it's a problem. Okay? Stick with Plan F. Just tell them Terry Savage said so.
Yeah, stick with it, Tony. Thank you. Here's a question. My dad had his Fidelity account hacked for $88,000. He never withdrew this much in his life. What can we do? It's been over 6 weeks with no word. 6 weeks since Fidelity said they'd look into it, but they have told us nothing.
Okay. I won't post your information, but post your post on my Ask Terry blog at terrysavage.com. Give me the details. Give me your phone number. Again, I will not publish this, but I'll get your email because that's what happens when you post. And maybe we can get together on the details and I can help you put in a call to Fidelity and find out what happened. Boy, that's scary.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, any advantage to withdrawing money from retirement IRAs now before RMD begins in 4 years?
No, your goal, look, I'll make two good points here. Your goal is to keep your RMD, your retirement account growing until you're 73 and suddenly you have to take distributions. So there's no advantage. You take it out now and you pay taxes and then you lose the tax deferred growth. But you mentioned RMDs and I want to give you a couple of reminders. These are critical dates. First of all, you know that if you turn 73 this year, don't wait till next year. You have till April 1st, but you want to take your required minimum distribution. Go to terrysavage.com. I think it's about the third column back is a complete explainer about how to calculate your required minimum distribution. And then before we leave, let me also say, this is the end of open enrollment. Okay. You've got 5 more days. Please, if you're a senior, review your Part D drug plan. I heard from someone who said I've been paying $44 and I did that and now I got a free plan and I'm only taking one drug. Look, they want to get you. So go to terrysavage.com. There's a big red box. Medicare beware. Read all those things. Act now. Even if you haven't changed your meds, please go check your Part D drug plan and get everything done now this week. This is it.
And even if you have Part A, you need to go back and firm everything up, right?
Well, Part A is the free part. It's the hospital part.
Okay.
Part B is what you get from the government and you pay a premium for based on your income. My next column coming up, by the way, is about that IRMA adjustment. So we'll talk about that next week.
She's the best. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Look for her at terrysavage.com.